great. Thank you for looking past us, Lord, and seeing your will for our lives. I thank you for forgiveness.
Thank you,
grace and mercy. I thank you for loving us, even when we're unlovable, Lord. And thank you for not letting us worship you on how we feel, but on who you are. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Turn with me. Take your seats and turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 7. Book of Joshua, chapter 7. I think this must be the season that we're coming out of the first quarter of the year, and everybody I talk to is feeling bad and feeling beat up and feeling sick. And last couple weeks, every time before I preach, I say my body's weak, but my spirit is strong. And so I'm excited about what God is going to do in this next season.
Yes.
That the enemy has to bother me so much this season.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I'm going to read a little bit this morning. Joshua chapter 7. If you have the word, say amen.
Amen.
But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor there, for they are but few. So there went up of the people about 3,000 men and fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate, even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell on to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord unto the eventide, and he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou and all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel have sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it among their own stuff. Verse 12. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to talk to you from the subject this morning of sweating the small stuff. Sweating the small stuff. And I know that is opposite of what we teach naturally. Don't sweat the small stuff. But that's the reason for the title. It's because it's something that will stick with you. Sweat the small stuff, all right? Spiritually, sweat the small stuff. Let's pray. Father, I come to you now, asking for your anointing to fall, that I would be saturated in your anointing, that you would remove every form of me, and allow my mind to be able to articulate everything that the Holy Spirit is saying. Lord, we submit to your will and your way. We ask that you protect our audio equipment, Lord. Protect us from the enemy trying to distract us. Protect us from fire alarms and announcements and things that just take our mind off the Word of God. We are here for a purpose and a reason. Let it be so in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. That's like my new saying. Glory be to God. I'm just in love with God this season. It's a beautiful thing what God is doing. Let's talk about the accursed thing. What is a accursed thing? It is something that should have been utterly destroyed in your life or fully gotten rid of. A cursed thing. Internal or external? Something that's only with you and yourself, or something you attach yourself to? A cursed thing. Something that God has instructed you to utterly destroy or to get rid of. Now, the cursed things overall are usually small things. They're usually small things. In the overall picture of our Christian walk, usually God picks on the minute things in your life.
Yeah.
The little things. Get rid of this and destroy that. And God messes with the small stuff. Now check out how God works. Small things that when we see it bringing us great pleasure. But in the end, it's not worth the consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Small things that we're used to, internal or external, that when we see it or we want to participate in it, that's great pleasure. But the consequence is not worth it. Y'all know how Thanksgiving dinner is? Thanksgiving dinner, our last Thanksgiving dinner, so much food. And I ate all this food. I was so full. And my mom comes to the family room thing. She said, "We got dessert up here." I said, "I'm too full for dessert." You know, I'm at that point where I could barely breathe. You know, that point where you're uncomfortable, you're like, "I ate way too much." And so I go upstairs, and there's a piece of dessert. And I hear somebody say, "Take a small piece." So I'm looking at this little sliver of dessert. I'm like, "That looks so good. It's going to be so good." So I eat it, and you know how you get pushed over the edge, and it feel like the food is all up in your chest. You're just so full. So what I saw was something that was going to bring me great pleasure, and it was little. But the consequence of how I felt for the next 3 hours was horrible. Some of us understand God picks on the small things in our life. Some of us have bad attitudes or pride or little stuff. You say, "God, why are you messing with me in that area?" But it's a small thing he asked you to get rid of. So the small things, the small things. What? Now that we kind of understand the small things, what does not getting rid of the small things lead to? And if you understand this scripture, you understand the children of Israel just came out from beating Jericho, the great city, with the great wall, where they didn't have to do anything physically. They just marched around it and screamed, and the wall fell. And so if you notice, when we read the scripture, it talked about the men went and looked, and they came back and said, "Oh, we ain't all got to go fight. It's just a couple small people. Let's just send a couple thousand of us go up there." And they got ran away, and they got defeated. We as Christians, us, because everyone here I see is especially mature, we are losing battles should not be losing. And it has been okay in our walk. We lose battles, it's okay. lose this battle, it's okay. But it's not okay. We are losing battles personally that we should be winning. Some of us know, I shouldn't have cussed the cashier out. I know that. I know better than that. I know I shouldn't have thought that or reacted that way or did this. I know I can beat that. We are too prayed up. We have too much word and too much Holy Spirit in us, strength leading and guiding us to continue to lose battles that we should win. Amen. Y'all not responding. Y'all not at the message. We continue to lose battles that we as the children of God should win. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all know the end of the book? This book, the Bible. How many of y'all know the end? Who wins?
We do.
We do. I'm going to ask you a question. If we win the war, why are you allowing the enemy to afflict you in battles?
Yeah.
And get hits on you when you beat him in the long run.
Yeah.
If I know I defeat you, I'm not going to let you get hits on me for the fun of it.
Right.
I win the war.
Yeah.
So if I win the war, that means I win the majority of the battles. I'm not going to give you battles. I win the war. So why, as we as Christians, have enough in us to believe Christ, to put us on the victorious side in the war, but we don't apply all that to the battles that we face internally and things we attach ourselves to? We are too mature, and we want a year of victory, and this is what happens. We as Christians, we go into a year, we want victory, we know we're with God, we know we're going to have victory in the long run, but we spend all year losing battles. And then at the end of the year, you kind of beat up. Stab wounds, shot wounds, and slap wounds, and you hurting, and you get to the end of the year, and you're like, I shouldn't look like this. And you shouldn't. But it's the cursed things, the small things that God has told you personally to utterly destroy or get rid of. That we're not getting rid of. Wonder why we're losing battles. Now that we understand the small thing, the cursed thing, leads to us losing battles that we should not lose. And you don't want to beat yourself up as a Christian. You know, because the enemy will play on that. If you fall, he'll do everything to keep you down. Talk about you falling, look how you fail. Look how stupid you look when you fail. I mean, he do everything to keep you down. But you have to have the mindset that I'm tired of falling in areas that I'm too mature to fall in.
Amen.
You are too mature for a lot of stuff that you're losing.
Yeah.
You are too equipped for some of the battles that you're losing. So small things, the cursed things, lead to us losing battles we should not lose.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now let's look at what losing those battles do to us. Now I'm almost done. Hang in there with me. There's two things I need you to focus on. Look at verse 12. It says, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore except you destroy the curse from among you. What I want you to pay attention to is the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs on their enemies. In war, when you go to fight and you start losing, you yell the word retreat. Help me, Jesus. And you turn and you run. And if any of y'all were, you know, had the little neighborhood fights, when you losing, you get up and you run. You run straight for home, but you run away from what's coming at you. You got that picture?
Yeah.
Turn and you run. Now, if the will of God for my life is to go forward. You got me? Will of God is going forward. It's going this way. The enemy is coming this way.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's two things I need you to catch. When you get in battles that you should not be losing and we lose, the Bible says that they turned their backs to their enemies and went this way. Understand, when you turn your back and run, you are no longer walking with God. You're walking with the enemy. So many, we don't want to talk about it. I see looks on people's face. I ain't walking with the enemy. You have to understand and understand why God used war so much. Physical war in the Old Testament was to prepare us for spiritual war, New Testament, our time.
Amen.
So if I'm walking with God, facing my enemy, and the enemy is beating me because I'm losing battles I should not lose, and the Bible says I could not stand against my enemy, so I turn and I go this way. Now, I'm not going in the direction of my promise. I'm definitely not going in the direction of my victory. And I'm starting to walk with the flow of the enemy. That's why most of us, when we lose one battle, it just leads to more battles being lost. Most of us, when we fall short in one area, it's like a big old snowball coming down. It just gets bigger and bigger. You start falling to more and more things. It's because you're going in the direction of shortcomings and pitfalls. Now, I need you to catch this. If I'm walking this way against the enemy, right? He puts this ditch in the way. I see it coming, I jump over. Another battle, I jump over. I get to the battle, the ditch I can't jump over, the thing I should have utterly destroyed that I didn't. I lose the battle, I run back this way. I don't know if you ever ran in fear before, but me personally, I have ran in fear before. When you run in fear, you're not paying attention to what's in front of you. You are just running. I hit a bully one day, bully in the neighborhood, and I hit him. I was so proud of myself, except my punch didn't do nothing. And his look on his face scared me so much, I turned around and I ran up and I was running full go. The problem when we run is, and you're really scared, you look back. See how close they are. You feel them getting closer. So I'm looking back, and I'm looking at his face, and he's looking at me differently now, like something's wrong. I'm just looking at him, and he's stopping and slowing down. I think I won, and right into a tree, I went. Knocked me down, blacked out, all type of crazy stuff. This is what happens. You have to look at the repercussions of turning your back. You start to run back past things that you've beaten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you fall down in ditches that you already beat.
Yeah. Right.
But you wasn't supposed to be going in this direction to begin with. Right. You beat that ditch. You beat that issue. But see, that's why all the enemy tries to do is get one thing for you to turn around and run, because he can get you back in mess that God then already gave you the victory over.
Yeah.
You catch me?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the first thing, but to add on to the first thing, when we run against the will of God, God's will is still moving this way. So I'm running this way, God's will is moving that way, and that's why so many Christians look distraught and beat up. It's because we stretched. We got God's will trying to push us this way. That way I'm scared of, I just ran from that way. I'm falling in stuff I shouldn't be falling in, and it's just a mess in my life.
Yeah.
It's chaotic.
Yeah.
You gotta use the analogy in your head. You're running back, falling in the ditches you didn't already jumped over. It's just chaotic. That's what our life becomes. Last point, when you turn your back on your enemy and you run, we have what we call in the streets a sucker punch or a sneak. Y'all know how that is. And me, now fighting is not fair. And you used to hear guys be like, man, I only lost the fight because he snuck you. You know, he sucker punched me, now I didn't see it coming. Now see me, I'm a little dude. I'm too little to get hit first. So if I'm about to fight you, I'm going to make sure I hit you first.
Yeah.
I can hit hard, but I ain't the best punch taker. So I'm not trying to get hit first. So I'm going to sneak you. The enemy has this same mindset. The problem with us is when we turn our back on the enemy, y'all catch this, this is so good. Now, he is in a position where he can sneak us because he is behind us. You see what I'm saying? He's behind you now. You can't see the punch coming, and most of us are going through life getting hit in the back of the head by the enemy. And we all can relate to this. You go to work, sucker punch. Something go wrong.
Yeah.
You get mail, sucker punch. Bills come in you wasn't expecting. You get sucker punched, and this was never God's intention. How did God intend us to fight the enemy? Head on. I can see everything coming. So picture us Christians running from the enemy, falling into ditches and battles that we've already beaten, and he's just punching us in the back of the head. Now, something happened in my life not too long ago, and what happened was a situation arrived, and it frustrated me so bad because I said, Lord, now this situation is stupid. It's getting on me, it's bothering me, it's just messing me up, it's just not making sense, hurting me, hurting my wife, the situation don't make sense. And God said, let's back up. He said, did you lose a battle? I said, yeah, I lost a battle. Why did you lose a battle? Because I didn't do what you told me to do. He said, what you're going through was not meant for you. See, you have to understand what's meant for me and you is this way. But what happens is when we turn around and run from the enemy, we start getting hit with stuff that was never meant for us. So many of us have things in our life that's not meant for it to be in your life. God says, I have all this stuff meant for you. But yet as Christians, we run toward God, we stop, turn around, run from the enemy. We get together, we walk toward God, we stop, turn around, run from the enemy. And we're asking God, why am I always have stuff in my life that's not meant for me, but I can't never get to the stuff that is meant for me? Well, you keep turning around and running from the enemy, and he's going to fill your life from behind, sucker punching you. I'm not saying he did it, you know, man to man. He snuck you. But he's filling your life with stuff that's not meant for you. And God said, to get what I have meant for you, you have to keep going in the direction of my promise. Amen. So our victory is toward God. The stuff that's meant for us is toward God.
Yes.
The stuff that's not, if we have stuff in our life we know is not meant for us, look which way you're facing. Look which way you're going. There's reasons we get over hurdles and battles. We're not ever supposed to cross them again. It is the season that as the children of God, we got to stop running from the bully.
Yes.
Stop losing battles that we shouldn't be losing. And you do that by destroying the things in your life, internal or external, that you attach yourself to that you know God has told you to utterly destroy. Now, sitting here, we all know what should be utterly destroyed or gotten rid of in our life. But I'm telling you, sweat that small thing.
Yes.
Don't let that small thing leave the forefront of your mind, because it's important that we continue toward the direction of the Lord, because so much, we saw what happens. We don't get rid of the small things, then we lose battles that we're too mature for, and that's what we're seeing in the great leaders across this country.
Yes.
They're losing battles they're too mature for.
Yes.
And it's causing such a fall and such a pain. And us, people watching us, that's the mature Christian. Watch them. They watching you, then you lose a battle you're not supposed to lose.
Right.
And now they see you running the wrong way. So it's just my heart that you'll see that for your victory for us. We have to really get rid of this accursed thing in our life individually.
Yes.
You know what the accursed thing is in your life, that small thing. Stop losing battles we shouldn't lose, and then we can run toward God.
Yes.
And put ourselves in a position to get hit in the back of the head.
Right.
Get things in our life that's not meant for us. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I love you and I praise you.
Thank you.
I ask for your strength, Lord. I ask for your favor. If any of us are running in the wrong direction, Lord, today is the day that we stop and we turn.
Yes.
And we continue to fight the enemy head on so we can see him coming, Lord.
Yes.
By your strength, your direction, and your guidance, we will continue to have victory.
Yes.
In the end, we win, Lord.
Yes.
I just don't want victory by dying and going to heaven. I want to win some battles here on earth.
Lord.
The more battles I win, the more I get into what you do have for my life.
Lord.
Instead of surrounding my life with the things that were never meant to be in it.
Yes.
So, Father, I declare and decree you'll start wiping away consequences.
Yes.
Start wiping away the attacks from the enemy and all the pain he's inflicted on us. But hold us accountable to sweat the small things.
Yes.
We love you and we praise you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is time for offerings.
Yay!
We We're getting so good at this. I just want you to know that God is pleased with the way we are positioning ourselves.